that will take and do exploit for the Lord must be bold. A Christian that must take territories and that must do great things must be bold. A church that will expand the kingdom of God must be bold. If we must do exploit as a church, we must do exploit for God and for His kingdom, we must be bold, because there are forces that are fighting against your mandate, against your calling, and against your destiny. A Christian or a church born by the blood of Jesus must be bold to send out the light of God in the world where there is darkness. I have seen and observed that in the recent times in our generation, Christians have become too timid to stand firm and speak forth the mind of Christ and the word of Christ to the dying world. This message is a charge not only to New Life Baptist Church, it's also to the church of God in the world, to arise in boldness and speak the truth and speak the gospel wherever we find ourselves, and stand for Jesus wherever we are located. There are darkness all around us. There are wickedness all around us. There are also forces who will not want the church to proclaim Jesus anymore. In our text that we have read, if you read it from chapter 3, you know the story of how Peter and John healed the man at the gate called Beautiful. And in chapter 4 beginning, the Sanhedrin, the elders, the religious leaders have to summon them, cane them, warn them, threaten them not to speak anymore in that name. If you read that chapter 4, Peter answered them and said, "Judge for yourself, whom shall we obey? Shall we obey God or men? We will rather obey God than men. And we will continue to speak in His name." The Bible says they threatened them all the more and told them never to preach or teach in that name anymore. Now they went to the church where the believers are gathered and told the church about the threat of the chief priests and of the rulers. And the church prayed, and they continue to proclaim Jesus with all boldness. They were bold, they prayed for more boldness, and they continue to be bold to share the gospel. That is why today we all are seated here. We could read our Bibles, we could follow Christ, because these apostles were bold to stand for Jesus no matter the force. Now this morning I want to emphasize that in this text you see that the threats came to them from the rulers, the chief priests, and the religious leaders. Those who claim that they have God. Those who claim that they know God. Those who claim they know the law of God and the precept of God threatened the move, the mandate of Jesus and of the gospel. New Life Baptist Church must arise and be bold against religiosity. Be bold against religion. Be bold to speak and to stand and to resist every force of religion that want to threaten the exploit of God, that want to threaten the kingdom of God that we are called to spread. We are called to carry on. We must be bold to say no to it. The apostles spoke to the leaders of the synagogue and of the temple and said, "We will obey God rather than men." by the grace of God, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I declare to new lifers, so long as the Lord lives, I will obey God rather than men. How many of you are like me? If you are saying, I will obey God rather than men, can you wave your hands to God and say, Lord, I receive boldness to obey you rather than men. The reason why you need to pray for boldness to obey God rather than men is not for the chicken hearted. Are you hearing me? It's not for those who say, I want to please everybody. I don't want anybody to get angry at me. I don't want to have trouble. If you are not bold, you will continue to please men rather than God. Now, let me say once again, as a church, we must be bold against religion. Against religion. I sense in my spirit, as I keep praying for this church, there are some people in this church wants to turn this church to a religious center. There are some people who are working intentionally and unintentionally. Note my words. They are working intentionally and what? Unintentionally. To make this church more of religion and tradition. And if we are not bold enough to say no to it, the mandate of this church is dead. Now let me remind you, for those of you who are just joining us, for those of you who have been with us, who have forgotten, I have shared it several times, the mandate of this church. And I will say it again. The mandate God gave in establishing this church is not to be a typical Baptist church that you know. The mandate God gave to this church is to change the narrative that was going on. And that narrative was that a lot of our youths were leaving to Pentecostal churches. And God gave me a mandate to change that narrative, that a lot of youths from other denominations will leave to this place. And he said, how will you do that? You must run this church as a kingdom church. If we must continue in the mandate of God to run this church, to move in kingdom mindsets, then the exploits, the achievements we have done in time past is nothing compared to what God wants to use us to do. Thought I will hear believing, amen. Do I have unbelievers in the house? Everybody is believer here. If you are unbeliever, believe before you go. Because this place is a place of believing. Amen. And that is why, carefully, those of you who have done membership class, you will see it is written clearly. We seek to run this church beyond denominational boundaries and to raise a kingdom, heaven-minded believers. Let me plead. I'm not the type of pastor that like to drive anybody from church. Everybody should come. But let me plead with you that if you feel that this church is not Baptistic enough to your liking, please locate another Baptist church that is Baptistic to your level. Because you have to be where you feel that is what you want. Nobody will stop you. But don't be here and try to force us to be the Baptist that you have in your own head. This church is called Baptist Church because we believe in the supremacy of the Word of God. Are you listening to me? We believe in the priesthood of all believers. We believe in all the Baptist stands. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Church of God. We believe that Jesus died and was raised. We believe in the Trinity. We believe in soul competences. Every soul will stand before God. I am trying to mention Baptist beliefs to you. Some of you don't even know Baptist beliefs. What you think is a typical Baptist church is a practice of another Baptist church or other Baptist church you want to continue where you are going to. If you want to continue a practice of a particular church from where you are coming, as you come, if you don't see that practice, go and start your own. Start it and continue the practice. Every church has a mandate and has a divine grace to function. Once the church loses that because of religiosity and religious people, chief priests, rulers, people who claim they have the law in their hands, I'm even preaching this message with boldness. I've asked God to give me boldness. So, after now, anybody that wants to crucify me, bring the cross. Can bring the cross. After all, I cannot be greater than my master, Jesus Christ. I will only beg you to crucify me upside down, so that I will not be in the same position with Jesus. And when you finish crucifying me, let me tell you, I will rise again. Amen. I will rise again. The disciples says, Lord, listen to their threat. How can those who say they are the rulers of the temple, warning them not to speak anymore about that name? That means they did not even preach. Oh, what did those people do? They performed miracle. The chief priests and the rulers, they are not used to performing miracle. Miracle is not part of their worship. And now this new breed of people who call themselves followers of Jesus are now doing miracles, doing new things, doing mighty things, and people are following them. These new people are trying to move people away from the traditions of our fathers. Even the question, Jesus, why will you heal somebody on the Sabbath day? I thought the believers will go, when they go to the believers and say, see, oh, the chief is threatening us that we should not preach again. Oh, I thought they would not call for a council meeting. I thought they would call for a church in conference to discuss the matter. Did they discuss the matter? The Bible says, as they heard, what did they do? They lifted up their voices in prayers. And what was their prayer point? Give us more boldness to speak the gospel. A bold church is a praying church. A bold church is not a church that will discuss evangelism and discuss mission and discuss it from one meeting to the other. Discuss how they will plant church, you know, begin to strategize, begin to have one meeting, have one committee or the other. Even some churches, they would have raised committee to go and investigate the gravity of the threats. Or to go and investigate the governmental policies so that they can know what to do. But this church, they lifted up their voices. A bold church is a what? I didn't hear you. A bold church is a what? Any church, any Christian that does not pray about any and everything cannot be bold. Cannot be bold. We must pray against threats and threateners of the church. Whenever you observe a threat coming into the church, you need to just lift up your voice and cry to God. We must pray against those who are threatening the gospel in our land. Have we not just been discussing about the problems of the country? Have we not just been arguing about the politics of the country? Have we not just been saying, churches are not doing well. Churches is happening. This is happening. Have you ever raised your voice when you see, when you hear the threats of the church to pray about it? A bold church, a bold Christian is a praying Christian. It is prayer that makes you to be bold. The more you pray, the bolder you become. Amen. If you want to be bold to confront any Goliath, you must be a praying man. We must pray for boldness continuously so that we can proclaim the resurrection of Jesus Christ, no matter who or what is threatening us. We must pray with strength. Bible says they lifted up their voice. They prayed. Verse 31 says, they prayed until the place where they were praying. What was happening to the place? It was shaking. Can you tell me what kind of prayer were they praying? If it was not a spiritual shaking, it was a physical shaking. Are you hearing me? So what kind of prayer were they praying that the place where they were praying was what? Was vibrating. Who can tell me? What kind of prayer is that? Huh? Were they praying, Father, you don't hear them. You're letting them talk now. Lord, help us. Just help us. That kind of prayer, can it shake any place? If where they were praying was vibrating, that means they were violent. Some of them were hitting the place. Everywhere was shaking. Some of you to pray, you will just be talking small, small. You say, I'm praying from my heart, I'm praying from my heart. There are some prayers that must be loud. When you are praying against threats, but religious spirit is the worst spirit to cast out. Are you hearing me? In deliverance ministry, it's easy to cast out the spirit of deaf and dumb or the spirit of whatever. But if you are confronted with a religious spirit, it's very difficult. Because before you say, in the name of Jesus, he will say, I know. He has read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, year to year. He has been in Sunday school. He has been in this. He knows everything. He knows the church. He knows everything in and out. There is nothing new. At least a demon spirit, if you speak scripture, you go say, what is this person saying? If you speak in tongues, you go confused. But a religious spirit, even though the tongue you are speaking, it's more difficult to cast it out. So these believers have to pray a shaking prayer to deal with that spirit. Praise God. This church must get to the point when we pray. Even where we are praying, we vibrate. Hallelujah. As a child of God, there are some disturbance in the atmosphere where you are living. You must pray to disturb the disturbance. If you don't disturb the disturbance in your prayer, the disturbance will continue to disturb you. There are some demons that we hear shout, like the demon of death. Death. Now shout in the air. Amen. In those days, somebody is fainting. What do? You shout the person's name, three of us. Or you give the person a hot slap. The person will hear your shout from the journey is about to embark and come back. When Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus, how did he pray? No, he said, Lazarus, come. That was it. Jesus shouted, Lazarus! Come. Even if Lazarus had traveled in the journey of death for 4 days, he will hear that voice and come back. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says, all the days of Jesus in the flesh, he offered prayers with loud cries to the one that is able to save him. Tell your neighbor, you must pray. Can you lift up your right hand to heaven? Cry with me, my Father, my Father. Every religious spirit threatening my life, threatening my Christianity, threatening New Life Baptist Church, oh God, arise and scatter them. Lift up your voice and pray against the threateners of your life, every disturbance of your spirit, every disturbance of the devil, every disturbance of the church, oh God, arise, scatter them. Kalipa la kata ya palagada bahada hadehe. Lipa kuta lipa yada dehe. Lipa rikata lapa ya. In Jesus' name we pray. They prayed using scriptures. They said, you spoke to your servant David, through your Holy Spirit. They were quoting Psalm 2, verse 1 to 4, that says, why must the heathen rage and the peoples imagine a vengeance against the Lord and against his anointed? Hear me. Every imagination against the Lord in this church, against his anointed in this church, let the Lord arise. Let the Lord arise. In the name of Jesus, that Psalm 2 says the Lord will arise and laugh at them and put them into derision. Hear me, you religious spirit, God is laughing at you. You spirit that want to threaten the existence, the exploit of this church, God is laughing at you. Enter your confusion in the name of Jesus. As you are shouting amen, make sure you are not part of the religious people. Number 2, a bold church must be united. Even this prayer I pray now, I discover that we are not united. Some people say amen, some people not say amen. Some people are looking at me. If you feel you are the religious person, if you feel you are the person God is speaking to, please, you can excuse yourself. The Bible says, as they lifted up their voice, they did it together. In verse 32, the Bible says, they are of one heart and one soul. To the point that whatever anybody has belongs to everybody. Did you note that in verse 32? It says, everybody, whatever anybody has, he does not think it's his own. It belongs to how many people? Everybody. See, the church today have not reached that level of unity. In the church today, what is my own is my own. True of us, it's my own. Because when they go to the same church, now you say, your car, my car, not your car. Some of you will even zoom off as you are going home now. Boom. You see people on Okada, you see some trekking, you are driving your car going boom. It's a sign of disunity. But the Bible says, they were of one heart, of one soul, that no one thought that what he has is his own. It's for everybody. They had everything in common. Ask your neighbor, wait till you get. Not my own. Get an answer. Hear what your neighbor will say. Now your husband, if you are sitting close to your husband and you are asking your husband, what's your husband get? Now you get her. What's your wife get? Now you get her. Well, we are talking about Christian brothers. Don't ask your husband this one, ask another person. If you own a house and somebody is homeless in the church, you should ask the person. Give the person the house to stay. These days we like our privacy. We want privacy. As I look, some of you say, you will not even give me your pastor self room to stay in your house. If I say I won't come live in your house, you say, hey, what into your own? You not get house. Well, they had one mind. They were eating together. Nobody's accusing anybody that you come to my house and eat too much. They were eating together. If somebody's coming to your house to eat every day, it shows that the person not get. Abi? Any sensible person that has something, has food in his house, will he leave you to go and be eating in your house? Oh. So if you see somebody always, in fact, always timing you, know your timetable in your house, know when to come. You know that he's truly hungry. In fact, even give him your food timetable. Tell him when to come or her. Because as you are feeding that brother, I don't know you are feeding Jesus. Say, whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, that you do unto me. Says, I was hungry and you gave me to eat. Let us be of one mind and of one heart. As a church, let us be together in the mandate of God and in the purpose of God. Then the church will be bold. Number three, quickly. Who can guess number three for me? You have read the scripture. Somebody guess the next point. Spiritual people talk. What is the next point? Bless you. Stand up. Stand up, sir. What did you say? They did not hear you. Say it, let them hear you. Shout it.
A bold church is a church of power.
A bold church is a church of what? Power. It's a church where God stretches out his hand to heal and perform signs. In the reading, he's reading his Bible very well. When you are listening to a message, you follow the scriptures. Eh? I'm not preaching anything that is not there in the scriptures. You follow it, you get the point. See, in preaching, all the points are there. I'm not teaching you theology. I'm just bringing it out from the Bible the way it is. In verse 30, it says, "Now stretch out your hand to heal. Signs and wonders should be performed in the name of your servant Jesus." A bold church is a church that experiences power in healing, in signs and wonders. A bold Christian will experience healing power. Are you hearing me? When you go out to preach, now the best place, the best time for the manifestation of God's power is during evangelism. Hello? Did you hear that? Did you get that? When is the best time to experience God's power? What time? Look at the scriptures. It's during evangelism powers were performed. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, what did he say? Wait. You will receive power and you will be my witness. Power is for what? Witness. Power is not for you to come to church and say, I have power. I heal 10 people. Go outside and witness and show the power. It's unbelievers that need power. Did they hear me so? In your place of work, if you have power, anybody say, in demon possess you, be healed. The demon flyer. They will ask you, but which church did they go? You like Baptist church? Begin to tell them about Jesus. That I'm not the one that did it. It is Jesus that did it. Now, no matter how insignificant you think you are, when you are in the place of evangelism with the spirit of boldness, and you meet somebody who is crippled, or somebody who is demonized, or somebody who is sick, you speak in the name of Jesus, you will see power. I took some young people some years ago to a typical village where they cannot run home. I kept them there for 1 week, 7 days. In the morning and in the afternoon, I will minister to them, speak to them, pray for them. In the evening, I send them out to go and witness. And they always come back and said, Pastor Tammy, we never knew we have this kind of power. Some of them were casting out masquerade spirit. In fact, in one occasion, when we got to that community, we didn't know that it is their week of also the festival. And when the chief of the community saw that we came in, he canceled the festival. But some religious people in religion there, we have them everywhere. Some will say, why would our chief cancel festival? We must carry masquerade. So when these young students were going out for evening rally, the masquerade, those some guys went to wear masquerade and started to threaten them. Those young guys turned and prayed. As the masquerade, they were doing, I cast in Jesus' name. The masquerade was charging at them. They were charging at the masquerade. Masquerade said, this was not a fear. They charged, these young guys were charged at them back. Suddenly, some other guys came out from other place and begin to beat the masquerade. Beat the masquerade. That's the first time I see masquerade running for its life. Praise God. And that night, I sent some of them to go and fetch water. You know, the water, we have done mission. The water is water that is coming out from ground. They will go and scoop it, get the clean one, and be fetching it. So as one was bending down to scoop the water, an overzealous youth, young guy that I carry, went to enter the ELOX that they packed to beam light so I can see, and match the ELOX move and climbed that one. Climbed, they called me, they rushed, everybody was crying, shouting. went there. I give him one slap. Stand up in Jesus' name. He stood up. I said, go and check him. They went, they checked. No bone was broken. Everything was okay. It is in the place of mission and evangelism that you experience power. But if you are not bold enough to go out, you will not be bold enough to see power. Today, we are going out to... You will receive power. Receive boldness. Say better, amen.
Amen.
Say, I receive boldness to preach the gospel and experience the power of God. I will heal the sick. I will raise the dead. I will cast out devils. Oh, some of you are not sure. Say, I will cast out devils. I will not call Pastor Tammy to come and attend to this matter. Don't we say, when we bring reports, say, Pastor, there's somebody you need to go and see. I met somebody who is seriously sick. Please, sir, you need to go and attend. What happened to you? I'm praying that this church will be a bold church with power. Every member of this church will be a bold Christian with power. As you go out, you confront the devil and you will deal with them. How many of you are ready to do that? Say, my Father, I receive boldness to confront the devil. Wherever I go, as I proclaim your name, as I go to my working place, I go to my school, my neighborhood, Lord, use me to perform great signs and wonders. Can you turn it to prayer? Say, Lord, use me to perform great signs and wonders. Lord, as I go out as a bold child of God. I am as bold as a lion. I face my Goliath. I defeat the devil. I will cast out devils. I will heal the sick. I will raise the dead. I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Lift up your voice and declare it in the name of Jesus. I will perform signs. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh God, in New Life Baptist Church, stretch out your hands to heal, to perform signs and wonders. Turn it to prayer. Oh Lord, in New Life Baptist Church, stretch forth your hands. Stretch forth your hands to heal and to perform signs and wonders. We want to see your healing hand. We want to see your hands of signs and wonders. We want to see the performance of your power in our midst. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Number four, a bold church must be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of boldness. Peter would deny Jesus three times before a slave girl, before servants. But when the Holy Spirit came upon him, he spoke about Jesus to millions, thousands of people. He proclaimed Jesus in the midst of so many people. This morning, let the Holy Ghost come upon you. Everywhere you have been timid, let the Holy Spirit take over. Everywhere you have been afraid, let the Holy Spirit take over. Where you could not stand for Jesus, let the Holy Spirit come upon you. Kaitaya, in the name of Jesus. Something is about to be radical for Jesus. Are you here in the house? Are you saying, Lord, I want to be radical for you. Fill me with your spirit. Let me be drunk with your spirit. That I'll be radical for you. Lift up your voice and pray prayer. Lord, I want to be radical for Jesus. To proclaim Jesus. Fill me with your spirit. Fill me with your spirit. The spirit of boldness. The spirit of boldness. The spirit of power. That I can confront. Speak to anyone. I can stand before rulers, stand before governors, stand before great men and proclaim Jesus. Give me boldness by your Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Take over. pray prayer. Soji and Ben, they are waiting for you to go and manifest what you have prayed today. Eh? You will enter all this. Those who believe it, you will see it happen. You know, there are guys smoking in all these places. Instead of to be afraid that they will come and catch you one day, you better go and catch them. Are you hearing me? Some of you drive me and say, this place is lonely. I see all these boys. It's running in your mind. How many of you are running in your mind like that? It's running in your mind. All these boys. Don't wait for them to come to you. Go and catch them. For Jesus said, come follow me. I will make you fishers of men. From today, you will no longer catch fish. You will catch men. You have catchers of men. You have catchers of men. Fishers of men. Hallelujah. As you go out, even with their ego, by that, in the name of Jesus, that spirit is cast out. Their eye will clear. And listen to your word. When you go, go with boldness. If I don't get it, I don't want to listen to you. Say, first of all, pray. Pray it loud. Shout it. In the name of Jesus, every spirit in you resisting the gospel, I cast it out. Hear the word of God now. You will see what will do. You will meet some who have become sick because of their lifestyle. You pray for them by faith. Now hear me. Don't just pray and say, be healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. You will ask them. Ask them, are you still feeling it? Confirm the healing. Maybe just like I just pray they go. If you walk, you walk. If you not walk, you not walk. Be healed in Jesus' name. I will see you later. Confirm the healing. Peter and John said to the man, say, rise up. They were looking at him. The Bible says they grabbed him and said, rise up and walk. The Bible said, these people radical. They jack him up. By the time his leg reached the ground, the leg was strong. He said, I could stand. See, boldness and radicality, there's no difference. The power of the Holy Spirit. Number five, and finally, a bold church must have bold leaders. A bold church must have what? Peter and John said to the leaders of the religious people, said, we will rather obey God rather than you. Is that not boldness? Even before they came to the church to report, they have already exhibited what? Boldness. In Acts chapter 13, you see leaders who are bold to carry out the gospel. I says in the church in Antioch, there were leaders, prophets. They were, you know, teachers of the law. He mentioned Barnabas, Simon, Lucius, and all of them. And the Bible said they were praying. And the Spirit said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. To the work, you hear mandates. Is that not so? Mandates. To the work of which I have called them. If it is a typical Baptist church, they will say, let them go to seminary first. Two of us. But the Bible said, the Holy Spirit spoke. And immediately the church sent them out to go for mission. Both leaders must be leaders filled with the Holy Spirit. Both leaders must be leaders who hear the Holy Spirit and obey. Walk by the Spirit, not walk by the flesh or religion. Or the way you think things should be done. Walk by the what? Spirit. Do you think Barnabas and Paul were ready to go? But immediately the Spirit spoke. What happened? Immediately it moved. There was no council meeting. There was no approver. Again, Holy Spirit has approved it. It has been approved. Both leaders are leaders who will speak the gospel wherever they go. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that this church will be a bold church. And this church, we have leaders that are bold, leaders that are spirit-filled, leaders that are full of faith, leaders that will not just say, we are going to evangelism and they are not going. Leaders that will be at the forefront. Leaders who are moved by the Spirit, not by religion, not by denominationalism, by the Spirit of God. Leaders who are kingdom-minded. God will raise for us. Rise up on your feet as we pray. I have just a few seconds, but I want you to pray a shaking prayer. Whenever I raise a prayer point, hear me. You pray it for the church, huh? You pray it for yourself, and you pray it for the family. How many categories of people you pray for? Number one, number two, number three, your family. Now, some of you are going through threats. It might be threats to your health or threats to your life. It might even be threats to your marriage or even threats to your children. God will arise on your behalf. Every threat to this church, God will arise and scatter it in the name of Jesus. Lift up your two hands to heaven. Say, my Father, my Father. We lift up our voices against every threat, be it spiritual, be it religious, be it political, be it in any form, against this church, against my life, against my health, against my family, against my business. Hey, Lord, arise. Oh, Lord, arise. Oh, Lord, arise. Scatter them. Lift up your voice and pray prayer. 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 Declare, declare every evil threat, every religious threat against New Life Baptist Church, Rebel International Center, be scattered, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every threat against my life and ministry, against my family, be scattered, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every political threat against the church, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, in the name of every spirit of custom and order, find them out of our mission. And the Holy Ghost, to take over, to take over, to take over. Denominational spirit, we bind you out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift your two and say, oh God, stretch out your hand and heal, perform signs and wonders in our midst and through us. Oh God, stretch out your hand, heal, perform signs and wonders in our in my life and through my life, in the name of Jesus. Turn it to prayer, turn it to prayer, turn it to prayer. Ask God to stretch out his hand against Herod, stretch out his hand against the chief priest, stretch out his hand to heal, to deliver, to perform signs and wonders.
Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, every sick person here. Oh makaya hidaba shataya daba hibo shataya. Anyone that sickness and death is threatening their lives, oh my Father, stretch out your hands against that sickness. Stretch out your hands against that spirit of death. In the name of Jesus. Ayaya. Somebody called me and was sharing a dream. All in her dream was the spirit of death calling her. Every spirit of death operating in any life here, threatening your life, threatening your living, threatening your health, I bind you, I bind you, out in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus, out in the name of Jesus, be healed, be healed, be healed, by the power of this resurrection, be healed, be healed, in the name of Jesus. You will not die. You will live to declare the goodness of the Lord. Ayayaya. Life is restored to you. 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 In the name of Jesus. In this church, Lord, everyone operating under the spirit of religion, knowingly or unknowingly, Father, we cast that spirit out.
Amen.
We bind that spirit out.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Every power of religion that wants to take hold of your church, today we break their powers.
Amen.
We break their powers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit move in our midst. Let the Holy Spirit lead in our midst. Let the Holy Spirit move us to do the purpose and the will of God. Let the Holy Spirit take over and lead us to the mandate of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, as many who have not known you here, today is a day of salvation. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. You know you are here, you are not born again. You have not given your life to Jesus. Can you lift up your right hand wherever you are? Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Let me pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus today? Lift your right hand wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know you are here. There's a threat to your health or threats to your life. Whether threats of death or physical threats or political threats or whatever threats that you are facing, I want to pray with you. That threat must end and reverse back to the sender. If you are here, just lift up your two hands. Only those who are facing such threats, just lift those two hands and focus on Jesus. His hand is stretched out upon you right now. Kaya daba shata li paria. Li koto li baya. Li pru kaya. Somebody who is facing threats in his place of work, God is going ahead of you, fighting for you. Fighting for you. Fighting for you. Fighting for you. Kali pari kataya. Li po shanta libra. Somebody who has been threatened. Your life has been threatened. Since sometime you cannot feel yourself. Today, by the power of the hand of God, receive life, receive life, receive life, receive life, in the name of Jesus. Why must the heathen rage and the people's imagine a fainting against the Lord and his anointed ones? Oh Lord, laugh at them and put them in derision. Everyone that is threatening the life of your people, oh God, arise. Laugh at them. Put them into confusion. In the name of Jesus. That threat is over. Life is your portion. Promotion is your portion. Peace is your portion. Those threateners, you will look at them, you will see them no more. by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe, shout a believing amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Is that for Jesus? Give him a big hand of praise for the miracles.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. If you know that the hand of the Lord is upon you and he has anointed you to do great things in this Sunday of missions and evangelism, I want you to rise to your feet and shout a louder hallelujah. The Lord is good and all the time. Good morning, church. I bring us greetings from the Baptist Student Fellowship Uni Abuja family. I want to say thank you for this very rare opportunity for having us this Sunday. We are very grateful. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. It is offering time. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Proverbs 11:25 as we rise to pray. Proverbs 11:25. The Bible says, "And a liberal soul shall be made fat. He that waters shall be watered." Let us rise to our feet, lifting our seats. And let us speak to heaven that the Lord will bless our seed, that our seeds will be acceptable in the hands of the Lord, that it will be used for the propagation of the gospel. Let us pray over our seed and every kingdom investment that we